I'm going to read a few letters to the editor. I'm the editor, I guess, right? Anyhow, some feedback from listeners and viewers. Steve, I just wrote to the Kentucky Horse Racing Commissioner. The altered results of the 2019 Kentucky Derby, results that were not properly investigated, disqualified the clear winner, Maximum Security. Video replays of the race clearly showed Maximum Security was interfered with, as proven by cuts between his hind legs found after the race. The disqualification of Medina Spirit 2 years later is suspicious and justifies my wife and I no longer following horse racing. That's why horse racing continues to lose its audience. Thank you, Steve, from John. I get that note. Marty writes, someone needs to talk about these COVID tests not being accurate. It has been reported, and nobody seems to want to go deep into it. The numbers of death by COVID are a fraud. When you wave money at a hospital that they can get paid to report a COVID death, then they will do exactly that. Steve, we have all been lied to, and damn it, someone needs to tell it. COVID-19 is nothing but a bad flu season used to get people to take a shot that will ruin their health in the future. Listen to some of the doctors that were on some other sites and so on and so forth. Well, here's the situation. And that's from Marty. Marty, here's the deal. I got the vaccine after I spoke to several doctors I've known my entire life. And they all said the same thing, a pediatrician, an internist, a cardiologist, an oncologist, all sorts of doctors that I know, some pretty well. And again, just yesterday, speaking to a surgeon, they all say the same thing. Doesn't hurt. Get the vaccine. And so I guess that's where my trust. But I don't think that anybody should be forced to do it. I don't think that you should ever have vaccine passports. Absolutely not. From Paul, I get this. I am a Republican. I get donation letters all the time. I do not give anymore. I do write a note on back. It says, Republicans, get out of your seats. Go outside. March around the Capitol to show the Americans you claim to represent that you are concerned about what's happening. Then I will come to the Capitol and donate in person. Then I mail it. Nice work, Paul. Greatly appreciate that. You had no money from me until you do your job. Gary writes, hi, Steve. I'm one of your, and I'm reading these cold. These people could say anything. You could be writing anything, and there it is. Steve, I am one of your regular and loyal listeners in Ann Arbor, and on occasion we'll call. However, I don't have the new call-in number. I would like to get it. Well, here it is. 877-310-9966. 877-310-9966. The phone company went and changed it on us, and I don't know why. But we could not maintain it because we bought the company. And something about whoever previously had the company, so on and so forth. Anyhow, Gary, there you go. Hopefully that'll help you out. Let's see here. Continuing, William writes, you spoke this morning about a Georgia lawsuit. Doherty versus Raffensperger. Michael Doherty. He said, I don't have the plaintiff's first name nor the correct spelling of the last name. Would you please send the corrected names? It's Michael Doherty, right? Michael Doherty, and that's what we got going on with Michael Doherty. There you go. Just digging through some, you know, I don't get to these nearly enough. That's, you know, that's why I'm going through these. I don't come to these nearly enough. I used to come to them more often. I realized, man, I've got them stacked up here. I need to do some reading. And let's see. Kevin writes from Massachusetts. You stated a chicken shortage was due to processing capacity. I find that funny. You see, twice a week, my family and I drive to the nearest city and pick up a free box of food. In the box, among other things, is a fully processed, cooked, and packaged chicken. Huh. This is happening in major cities across the U.S. Perhaps big government is using up what little processing capacity is remaining. Well, I didn't know that. Fascinating. Thank you for that. Kevin in Ware, Massachusetts. Well, there you go, Kevin. I had no idea. Let's see. Kendall writes, "Hi, Steve. I just want you to know how much I love your shows. I start my day with you and then catch you and Tudor if I'm able. Your passion, love, and concern comes through the camera, and I hang on every word. Thank you so very much. We need your voice. We need you. You should run for office. Let's get rid of earmarks again. You really are great. I'm so happy to start my day with you. Well, thank you for the kind words. I do appreciate that. In Montana, by the way. And I am writing them back because I went to college in Bozeman, Montana. So there you go. Greatly appreciate the letters. Let's see, I got time for a couple more. Sure. Let's see. Thomas writes, "Not just the earmarks are back, the swamp is back. That's what the last 4 years have been about. The corrupt FBI, DOJ smear campaigns against Trump. The unified big corp, big tech, big media smear campaigns. The willful failure of Republicans to be proactive against election irregularities," in quotations. "It was all just the swamp defending itself. Biden is the perfect president for today. A senile dementia president in irreversible decline for a senile empire in irreversible decline." Well, I can't say that his concerns are, you know, unfounded. There you go, you know. Can't say that the concerns are unfounded. Let me see. Do I have time for one more? Doeen, regarding the mask, there's a lawsuit from a Michigan preschool teacher about masking two-year-olds and up. She states masking a two-year-old is dangerous due to their mouth is covered and she is unable to see if a child is choking. And the strings of the mask could cause strangulation. Per guidelines, the mask could be harmful. Thank you for a great program. Well, there you go. Doeen, greatly appreciate it. There's a few letters from the mailbag. Maybe I'll get a few more here right after the break. Don't go anywhere. It's the Steve Gerber Show.